reading from the book of Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people."
Today we remember the shepherds, workers for the common good, steadfast watchmen, isolated and alone, far from the warmth of home, doing the job no one wants. And yet God saw them, God valued them, and God declared the greatest news of all to them alone.
On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we light this candle of love as a symbol of the shepherds, angels of gospels, and redeemers of the world.
Will you all pray with me, please? Dear God, thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for the words found in our Bible that help us remember your love and care. Help us see how we can bring God's message to the people we meet in our schools, at our jobs, and at our neighborhoods. Help us be messengers of God's love for everyone. Amen.
Good morning. Welcome to the 9:30 service here in the sanctuary of Highland Park United Methodist Church on this beautiful fourth Sunday of Advent. We are so glad that you are here worshiping with us today. It is so good to be with you, those of you here in the sanctuary, as well as the many of you who worshiped with us today online. We gather together as the people of God every Sunday, but this Sunday it feels especially special. We are going to be proclaiming the good news of God, singing hymns of praise to our God, and together praising our Lord. And we invite you then to begin our service with us this morning by singing hymn number 234. O Come, All Ye Faithful. You'll see the words are printed in your bulletin as well as in the hymnal in front of you if you choose to use the hymnal. I invite you to stand and together let us sing.
Thank you. Well, please be seated. Well, as we prepare for the arrival of the Christ child, how appropriate it is that we share in baptism of these precious children who are being presented for the sacrament this morning. If you're new to this church or to our church, as Methodists, we baptize not only adults, but we also baptize infants. And we do so for a variety of reasons. Probably the most important is we believe in something we call prevenient grace. Prevenient's the Latin word for the grace that comes before. It's that part of God that moves us to want to know God in the first place, long before we have a chance to own it or intellectualize it or claim it, because that's the nature of our God. And of course, in the scriptures, we know that in the book of Acts, the disciples were routinely baptizing entire families, including their children, because they believed that Christ had a very special place in his heart for kids. And he instructed the disciples to remove any barriers that would prevent the children from coming into the presence of his love, his grace, and his mercy. And baptism is about many, many things, but ultimately it's about initiation. We initiate and we weave into this family of faith, this community of faith that you and I call Christianity, these precious children who are being presented on this fourth Sunday of Advent. And I will just tell you, families, there is no higher privilege in all of ministry as a pastor, but also as a congregation, than to share in this sacrament. So I'm going to ask you all some questions, and one of these days your children will have the opportunity and the privilege to respond accordingly. But until that time, it clearly is incumbent upon you all. But the first one, very significant, and it's the one of faith. Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? Do you? Wonderful. Do you believe in life we're called to live holy and righteously? And frankly, we don't always get that right. We slip up a lot. The religious word for that is sin. But the great news of the gospel is that in Christ we're forgiven for our sins. So my question to you this morning, do you truly believe in your heart of hearts that in Jesus Christ you are absolutely forgiven for all of your sins? Do you believe that as well? And then finally, will you promise, will you covenant on this day forward to raise your children in the faith? Will you talk to them about the songs of the faith, the traditions of the faith? Teach them about the scriptures of the faith. Model for them what it means to worship God publicly. But most importantly, will you live out before them a lifestyle that just radiates and models unconditional love and grace? Will you do that as well? Okay.
Let us pray. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit upon this ordinary water that it might be transformed into an extraordinary sign of your love and grace for these precious children. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen.
Amen. Okay. We start right here with this princess. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely beautiful. What name is given this beautiful child?
Aziva
Siobhan?
Yes.
No. Okay, Azizava, we baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And we pray that God's richest blessings will be poured out upon your sweet and miraculous life. Amen. Now show her off a little bit. I'm going to hold her up. This is Azizava. Whoa. Congratulations. All right. Okay. How we doing? Okay. Hi. It's your first Christmas. First Christmas coming up. What name is given this beautiful and miraculous child? John Hoffman, we baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we pray that God's richest blessings will be poured out upon your sweet and beautiful life. Amen. All right. This is John. Congratulations.
Now, congregation, my question for you is, will you endeavor to live that these children may grow in the love and knowledge of God through our Savior Jesus Christ? And your response is, with God's help, we will so order our lives after the example of Christ that these children, surrounded by steadfast love, may be established in the faith and confirmed and strengthened in the way that leads to life eternal.
Congregation, would you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we know, Lord, it is not I, it's not this ritual, it is nothing short of your Holy Spirit that makes this sacrament possible. Lord, we humbly call upon you now that you would pour mightily into the hearts, the minds, the souls of these precious children. Lord, you would bring them to a meaningful relationship with your Son, so that as they grow older, they would come to understand what your grace and love are truly all about. For it is in your Son's holy and mighty name we pray. Amen. Okay, well, Merry Christmas and congratulations. It is an absolute privilege to be part of this. And as these families are making their way back to their seats, let me take a minute just to welcome the rest of you here to Highland Park United Methodist Church. This is our 9:30 service of traditional worship. It is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and we have what we hope will be a very special and meaningful worship experience for you this morning. If you recall, as you read the scriptures in the Old Testament, when God delivered the Israelites through the Exodus from Egypt, it was God that orchestrated that movement through the gift of music and song. And when Solomon dedicated the temple, it was God who orchestrated the celebration of that temple through music and song. The scriptures tell us on that day there were more than 120 trumpeters to bring in the occasion. We know that when the Ark of the Covenant was moved under the watch of King David, it was God who orchestrated the movement and the processional of the Ark to music and song. And of course, when we get to the New Testament, what we discover when we read Luke's account, that it was the message of the Christ child that descended to this world on the back, not of a great sermon, but indeed on the back of a great song. In fact, in Luke, there are three of them. There's Mary's extraordinary Magnificat. There is Zechariah's song. And of course, there is the song of the angels. So today, as we fuse the beauty of Scripture with the extraordinary spiritual power of music, we hope that you'll leave out of here wanting to know Christ a little bit more. And on this particular day, we hope you leave out of here prepared to have the most meaningful Christmas that perhaps you've ever experienced. And we will have an entire lineup of Christmas Eve services in but a couple of days. We would love to see you at any of those. On the back of the colored portion of your bulletin, you'll see the whole lineup. We get started right here at 11 a.m., and we have more than a dozen services. They last all day long, all the way till midnight. We hope that one of those will be the one that you are seeking. We'd love to see you, your family, your friends, anyone that you may want to invite. It really will be a wonderful day. Also, on the back of the colored portion of your bulletin, there's what we call a communication card. I would love to know that you're here. I'd just love to know that you're here this morning. If you'd register your attendance, that would really help us if you keep your email current in particular. But let me tell you the most important thing. On the back of that communication card, there's a prayer request opportunity, and we love the privilege of being able to pray for you throughout the course of the week. We have an entire team of clergy and laity that gather weekly to pray over the needs of this congregation. So I hope you'll take me up on it. I hope you'll drop a prayer request in the offering basket as it comes around here in just a moment. If for any reason, if it's too sensitive or confidential, just make a little note right there in the margin. We'll make sure that we reach out to you to see how we might be of assistance to you throughout the course of the coming week. It's going to be a busy week, but we hope that it'll be an extraordinary week, and we're really delighted that you're here. I'll invite our ushers to come forward as we give back our morning's tithes and our morning's offering.
Fife and drum, to-re-loo-re-loo, pat-a-pat-a-pat, when we hear the music play, Christmas comes to
The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be.
And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?
And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. And therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that he should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You stand.
Oh,
O God, we stand in awe of what we celebrate.
How can it be that the all-sufficient God of the universe, became a helpless child resting in a feed trough?
How can it be that the divine word reduced himself to unintelligible sounds?
How can it be that the hands that once sculpted mountain ranges have now made flesh reach to grab hold of a loving mother's finger?
We don't know. Yet it happened. Jesus came, the visible expression of the invisible God, to bring God to us and us to God.
The darkness of this world at times seems overwhelming. But in the midst of the darkness, we again see the light of Christmas, the light that cannot be overcome.
Before him, before you, we bow down and worship.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. For this is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him."
When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'"
Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned by God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness to the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Would you stand? A joy-filled week, and I hope to see all of you and your family and your friends on Tuesday as we begin our wonderful lineup of Christmas Eve services. And as you leave here today,
May you do so with the love of God and the grace of his Son, Jesus the Christ, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit with all that you do. We'll close now with our choral benediction, O Holy Child of Bethlehem.